Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
It's like he was just putting the pieces together for me in such a way that just was simple but powerful. And I was like, yeah, this is God's truth right here.
It wasn't always what I wanted to hear, but I knew it was the truth, and I always wanted the truth.
And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I've been making some special programs, just sharing with you some things that God spoke directly to me and applied it to my ministry. And for the last 6 months or so, we have been making a lot of decisions and doing a lot of things based on this story about this widow woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. This is a woman who her husband had died. They had some debts that she couldn't pay, and so the creditor was going to come take her two children and make them slaves to pay for the debt. So this woman came to Elisha, and there was a relationship between Elisha and her husband who had died. He was one of Elisha's students, and I believe that she was basically saying, you know what, you have a responsibility here. She was looking to Elisha as her source, and so he says, I'm not going to meet the need personally. Even if he could have done it, it would have been the wrong thing to do. And you know, this is the first point that I made in this story, that people are looking to their job, to the government, to loans, to the lottery, to friends and family, and they're just doing all of these physical, natural things when God wants to be your source and God will meet your needs, your physical, financial needs, if we will look to Him. And Elisha was correct and had wisdom to point her away from him. Even if he could have met her need, it might have meant the temporary need, but then what would she have lived off of the rest of her life? When God became her source, it's much more abundant than when men or some institution is your source, and it not only meant her immediate need, but it lasted her and her family the rest of her life. And then I talked about how that Elisha told her, what do you have in your house? Every one of us have something. And this is one of the major points that I've been trying to get across. God spoke this to me. We've got all kinds of needs right now, and I need much more money than what I'm bringing in. And so He was speaking to me about, what do I have? People aren't my source. Things aren't my source. God is my source. What do I have that I can give to God, that I can let Him bless and increase? And like I shared earlier in the week, my staff got together and we came up with a lot of things. I bet you that there were probably a dozen really good ideas of things that are going to transform this ministry. And we're in the process of doing these things that came out of it. But the reason I'm making these television programs is to say that God told me this wasn't just for me. This is for you. And every one of you, I don't care who you are, I don't care how severe your need is, God has anticipated your need, and He created the supply before the need ever existed. I used Adam and Eve as an example, that God didn't create them, and then after they got hungry, said, oh, I've got to meet this need, and so He created food. No, He created enough food to feed over 7 billion people on this planet right now, and all of that existed when there was only 2 people. God created all of the oxygen that we have on this planet when there was only 2 people to breathe it. God anticipated the needs of the entire human race, and everything is already supplied before we ever had the need. And that's what this is talking about. This woman was looking at her need instead of looking at what she had. And this is what all of us tend to do. We tend to curse what we have, thinking, oh, this is not enough. It'll never matter. I can't do it. And we think all these negative things, which are basically a curse upon things. And it's actually a slander against God. Now, if you are doing what God told you to do, and that's a big if, because I think that there's a lot of people that are out doing your own thing, and you're out possibly just going against what God has led you to do, well, then you know what? That's not the same situation. But if you are doing what God has told you to do, if you believe you are where God called you to be, God will never guide you any place that He won't provide for you in that place. The provision is there You just got to see it, and you've got to take it and bless it instead of curse it. And so Elisha told this woman to go borrow all of these vessels. Obviously, the deal was that when she took the little bit of oil she had and began to pour it out, it was going to multiply. Otherwise, there was no reason to have all these vessels if it didn't multiply. The meaning was clear. And to this woman's credit, she did what Elisha told her to do, even though it didn't make sense. And you know, this is one of the things that I believe God wanted me to say to you, because I know that there's some people watching this program who you're very well off, and God has blessed you, and you have all kinds of supply. But I would suspect that probably the majority of people watching this program feel like that your need is greater than your provision, that you deal with lack. You have to constantly do that. You know, I just had some people that were going to split a meal, and I saw it, and so I decided that I'd pay for it so that they could each eat and stuff. And there's some people that just kind of live this way. They have to get by. They don't think about abundance. They are skimping and getting by. And there's probably many people like that watching this, and you're thinking, but I just don't have any. You know, when I receive offerings at my meetings, I have people come up all of the time, and they say, look, I want to give. It's not that I don't want to give. It's just that I don't have anything to give. And then they will tell me about what their Social Security check is, what their pension is, what their needs are, and they'll sit there and say, I just don't have anything to spare. But that really isn't true. Did you know, even the person who's living in poverty, if you're watching this program, you've had enough money to buy a television or a computer to be able to see it. You have money flow through your hand. You can't live without money. Every person has money. It's just that we have all of these needs. There's a couple of things. I'm only emphasizing one side of this, but part of the deal is you need to quit living beyond your needs, your means, excuse me. You need to decrease. There are some people that go out and they spend, you know, to get the very best car that they can, when you could have gotten something that was a used car, paid cash for it, and not make all of these extra payments. We need to live within our means. That's part of it. I'm not even going to emphasize that part, but I'm saying that regardless of what your demands are on a monthly basis, you have money flow through your hands. And if you were to take just a portion of it, see, like this woman, she says, it's not enough. What I have isn't enough. It turned out it was enough, but she had to take a step of faith and start pouring it out. Did you know when you pour oil out, some of it's going to stick to the pot, and you actually dilute it? Unless it multiplies, you're actually going to be worse off. You aren't going to be able to use every bit of that oil if you start pouring a little bit into all of these jars. Unless God multiplies it, that would have actually have made her situation worse. And see, this is what a lot of people think, that, I've got some money, but I've got all of these needs, and I just can't afford to do it. You can't afford not to do it. Just as Elisha spoke to this woman and tried to point her away from him being her source, I'm trying to point you away from just that job being your source, or that pension, or that security, Social Security check being your source. God needs to be your source. And if God is your source, then do what He says. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. And in Mark chapter 10, verse 30, it says that you will receive 100-fold in this life. Not just in the life to come, but in this life. Did you know, if you really believe that, if we were in faith, I guarantee you, you would be absolutely crazy not to take a portion of what you've got, even if it's not enough. I mean, you would be better off to fast Starbucks. Some people spend $4 or $5 a day at Starbucks. Man, you could take that money and you could sit there and start planning it. And did you know if you did that, it would receive 100-fold in this life. 100-fold. And then you take that return and you take a portion of that and plant, and it's just a few cycles of that, and I guarantee you, you'd be prosperous. And I know that there's some people thinking, well, I just don't have it to give. If you really believed it, you would do it. Did you know if you were in one of my services And if I said, I want everybody to give something, sow something, and I promise you, and I don't have the resources personally to be able to do this, but let's just say that I said, I am going to guarantee a 100-fold return on everything you give in this offering. In this life, it may not be in this service, but in this life, I'll give every one of you 100 times what you sow. Now, if I had the wherewithal to do that, and if you believed me, and if you believed I had integrity, you'd be crazy not to give. I mean, you'd be crazy not to give. It would be to your advantage to punch your neighbor and say, hey, could you loan me $10? And I'll pay you back $20 for it. But if you gave $10 and then you got a 100-fold return on that, that would be $1,000. By the time you paid off the $20 to the person you borrowed it from, you'd still be $980 ahead. If you really believe that, I guarantee you, you would do it. And hence, that's the reason that many of you watching this program do not give on a deliberate basis, on a regular basis, is because you may have heard these promises, but you don't really believe it. And I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm just saying it to try and peel back the layers and to show you what the problem is. God has given you money. You may have more bills than you've got money, but God has given you money. There is money flowing through your hands. And if you would take a portion of it and begin to start sowing it, it would start this supernatural flow of God towards you. And I know that there's probably some people saying, well, I tried that and I gave, you know, this money here. There's a difference between just giving one time out of emotion or out of desperation and doing it on a deliberate, consistent basis. See, when you base your life and you just say, I'm going to tithe, I'm going to give offerings, and I'm going to do it regularly. I'm going to do it every single time. That's not a person who's just doing it, you know, a little bit here and there, wondering if it's going to work. For a person to give like that and to commit to giving on a regular basis, it shows commitment, it shows faith, it shows trust. And brothers and sisters, this is what a lot of people are missing. And the Lord really placed it on my heart that there are so many people watching this program who you would like to prosper. You know that there is more abundance than what you've got, and yet you just don't know how to get there. Just as Elisha spoke to this woman, go do this, pour out this oil, and you will see a miraculous supply. Just as surely as Elisha said this under the anointing of the Lord, I believe that God has told me to tell you that you need to start giving on a deliberate, consistent basis. And if you'll do it, you know, this woman could have said, well, that's crazy. I'm not going to go to all of this effort, borrow these pots. The little bit of oil won't even fill the jar I've got. She could have had that response. You could respond by saying, well, this is just another television preacher, and here he is, he's after my money. You know, I'm not after your money. You don't have to give to me. Give to your church. Find somebody else. But I will say this, that if you're watching this program, the Bible does say that you're supposed to give where you're fed. If a person sows to you spiritual things, you're supposed to reap back financial things. So if you're watching this program, and if it's not just a one-off deal, but if you've watched and if God has ministered to you through this program, you know what? You should be giving. You really should. You know, again, I don't know how many people watch my program. We have the potential of 3.2 billion people that could watch this program. Now, I know that not all of those do, but if you just took 1% of the potential, and I believe it's probably much, much more than that, but if you took 1%, that would still be 32 million people who watch this program on a regular basis. And you know what? I don't know how many people have contacted us in the whole history of our ministry, but I know the people who've contacted us in the last 12 months. We send them a monthly mailing, and we keep in contact with them for 12 months. And if they don't ever give and respond to us and order more materials or something after 12 months, we quit mailing to them because a lot of the people wouldn't want the stuff that we have. So anyway, that's our criteria. And out of the potential that could watch us, there's a large 99% of people watching this program who you've received something God has spoken to you through me, And again, I'm not saying this for my benefit. You can go give to anybody else. But I'm just saying that I know that there's people who are being ministered to, and yet they don't give where they're fed. And that's what the Bible says to do. You're supposed to give where you're fed. If a person sows spiritual things, they're supposed to reap financial things. Again, I'm not the one saying this. This is the Word of God saying it. I'm just telling you what the Word says. And I'm saying this because I've been in ministry a long time, and I know that the vast majority of people who've been blessed by this program do not respond, do not give anything. Now, you might be giving someplace else, and that's fine. But is it a deliberate, regular thing? Is it something that you just don't do every once in a while when you have something extra? Or do you give all of the time, whether it looks like you need it or not? I'm telling you, the people who are going to prosper are the people who are like this woman who went out and obeyed and did what God's Word said to do. And when you do that, then this supernatural multiplication comes. As it says in Mark chapter 10, you receive 100-fold in this life. In this life. This isn't talking about pie in the sky by and by, but it's talking about steak on your plate while you wait. Amen. God will minister to you in this life, but you've got to do it. What if this woman had not obeyed Elisha? And you could say, well, I believe what he says. But if she didn't do it, if she didn't go borrow these vessels, if she didn't begin to pour it out, did you know that the multiplication wouldn't have taken place? God is not going to multiply. You know, look at it this way. Elisha told her to go get all of these pots. Why? To contain it. God wasn't just at that moment beginning to multiply the oil and it was going to overflow this pot and fall out on the floor and run out the door, be soaked into the ground. God isn't going to multiply it unless we have a container, unless we are believing and ready to receive the miraculous supply. And did you know, as you go on in this story, she finally told her children, she says, bring me another vessel. And they said, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. The oil stopped the moment that there was no room to receive it. And see, this is what the Lord has told us, is that it's proportional to our faith. As you have believed, so be it done unto you. And many of us aren't anticipating multiplication. You may be praying for it, but if you really believed that God was going to multiply it back to you 100-fold in this life, I guarantee you, you would start having these containers ready to receive, and you would start planning. You would start pouring it out and saying, God, I believe you're multiplying this. You can whitewash this any way you want to. But if you aren't a regular monthly giver, if you don't plant on a consistent basis and not just do it when you have a little bit left over, when it's easy, when it's convenient, but you give all of the time, you are going to commit yourself to giving. Then you can say it however you want to, but you aren't providing any pots for the Lord to pour this out into. You aren't believing God. You're praying for the abundance. You're praying for the prosperity. But you aren't believing God, or I guarantee you, you would begin to start giving and planting these seeds and believing that it's going to work. Man, this is awesome. And again, I've applied these things to myself. I'm a giver, and I've started giving. I've increased my giving since the Lord showed me these things. We are taking things that we have in our hand, and we're beginning to do it. We are acting on this as much as I know how. And the Lord just spoke to me that it's not just about me. It's not just about my ministry and me doing this. I've taken action on this myself. But the Lord said this will work for all of those people who watch your program. And again, I'm not trying to criticize any person. I'm not after your money. I'm really not. And again, I know that there's people that you've got a chip on your shoulder and you've judged me before anything. So I can't change that. I'm just telling you that my motivation for sharing this really is for your benefit. God told me that you need this. There are people that have watched this program for years and years and years, and you've never given a thing. You don't contact us. You just watch the program, and it's been a blessing to you. But you've never given anything. I'm not saying this for my benefit, but I'm saying it because it's the truth that, you know what, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to give where you're fed. You need to sow. And I believe you need to do it on a monthly basis. And somebody's saying, but man, my gift is so small. You're talking about you need hundreds of millions of dollars. What could my gift do? Well, did you know if people just gave, I don't know, $4 or $5 a month, which is minimal. I mean, that's just $10 a day. Don't you have a dime a day faith? You know, if you were to give that, did you know 250,000 people, four times that would be $1 million right there a month? It would make a huge difference in our ministry, but the main thing is it would make a huge difference in your life. Just as this woman obeyed Elisha, and because of it, God multiplied, and she not only paid her immediate temporary debt, but it provided for her and for her children for a very, very long time. Did you know that God wants to do that for you? God's wanting to get you beyond just this living from hand to mouth. And I know that there's many of you watching this program that you struggle. You have more month than you have money. And it's on a consistent basis, and you're living off credit cards, and you're skimping and doing things. I'm telling you, if you would start giving on a deliberate monthly basis and start planning these offerings, it would multiply and come back to you, and it would only be a short period of time, a few cycles of you giving, and as the increase comes, you increase your giving and you keep doing that. It would be a relatively short period of time that you would be prosperous more than you could ever believe. And I know that there's a lot of you that say, oh, I just don't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. But for those of you who will believe it, this woman believed Elisha, and she went and acted accordingly. I'm speaking to you in the name of the Lord. Just as surely as God spoke through Elisha to this woman, I believe God has inspired me. I'm speaking to you. And if you would go and do what I'm saying and start giving where you're fed and start planning, even if you think it's small, start giving. If you would do that, it would be the beginning of a supernatural supply that comes your way. Now, you have to do it in faith. But if you will do it in faith, and I mean, this is the reason I'm emphasizing monthly giving, because anybody can be motivated temporarily and get their faith built up and give an emotional gift. But for you to do it from now until Jesus comes and just make a decision that I'm going to tithe, I'm going to give offerings, and I refuse to eat everything that God gives me. I'm going to take a portion of it and plant it. If you would do that, I guarantee you, it'd work. I guarantee it on the authority of God's Word. You would prosper. I believe that with all of my heart. That's the way I'm living. I've seen it work for thousands and thousands of people, and I believe it'll work for you.
I tell you, I'm excited. God is going to do something special during these meetings.
I felt that He was just speaking truth.
The perspective is so different. It's so new, and the understanding runs so deep.
When you start speaking to your problem and commanding it to leave, that's when you start seeing great things happen.
Andrew's teaching and the love that he has for God's Word and truth, it is the gospel truth.
I want to let you know that we have now started a Charis Daily live Bible study. We've been doing a Bible study every Tuesday night live for about 2 years, but now we have 5 days a week. We've varied the times so that we can accommodate anybody's schedule, and it's going to really be good. We're going to use our instructors from the school, and it'll be a blessing. So remember, we now have a Charis Daily live Bible study 5 days a week.
Find out how God can take what you already have in your hand and turn it into His provision for your life by getting Andrew's complete teaching titled, What's in Your Hand? It's available as a special resource that includes the teaching on both CD and DVD. This unique product is available for a gift of any amount. This entire teaching is also available for audio download absolutely free from our website. Go to awmi.net to see all the ways you can get this teaching.
I'd like to encourage you to get this little DVD that we have on What's in Your Hand. I promise you, this is a powerful truth. Every one of you have things that if you put it in God's hand, it would transform your life. It would supply your needs. So this is a great little teaching. I encourage you to get it. You will be blessed.
You can study through the entire Bible with Andrew when you get his continually updated Living Commentary. This extraordinary resource contains his personal study notes, footnotes, and commentary on over 25,000 Bible verses. Andrew has priced this valuable study tool at only $120. Go to awmi.net to download yours today. We want to say a special thank you to the Grace Partners of Andrew Womack Ministries. Your gifts make it possible to put free ministry materials into the hands of many people in need. If you're not already a Grace Partner, we ask you to pray about becoming one today. You can become a Grace Partner or order resources through our website at awmi.net. While there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can call our helpline at 719-635-1111. Our helpline is open Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, and Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, social media has become a big thing in most people's lives, but sad to say, a lot of it is really negative. Well, we've got some positive social media. I would like to encourage you to check out our social media, all of these different platforms. We've got a lot of good news to share, so check it out, our social media for Andrew Womack Ministries.
On March 23, 1968, Andrew Womack received a dramatic revelation of God's unconditional love and grace. Since then, Andrew has shared this nearly too good to be true news with millions of listeners worldwide. With his daily television show reaching 4.4 billion people worldwide, Andrew's message is changing more lives than ever before. He's expanding the vision through Charis Bible College, which has already discipled thousands of students around the globe and continues to grow every year. To learn more about what God is doing through the ministry, visit awmi.net.
When you partner with Andrew Womack Ministries, you are changing lives like Tim and Ellen Baker. After listening to Don't Limit God, they decided to believe for finances to have another child. Shortly after sowing a gift into Andrew Womack Ministries, Ellen received an offer from a client that significantly changed her life.
She said, "I want to give you a year's wages. I want you to get pregnant. I want you to pursue the call of God on your life."
And she would be able to quit all her cleaning jobs, quit entirely, and stay at home, have the baby. Then a few days, she showed up at the door with a check for $15,000. And it's no coincidence that that's exactly 100 times what we sowed into Andrew's ministry.
We had a baby girl and her name is Grace. She's just been a beautiful blessing to our lives, so.